Becoming a professional race car driver takes time. Quitting smoking does too. It's not about stopping in one day. It's about starting with day one. Get the resources and support you need to quit smoking at cancer.org/smokeout.
This interview will be brought to you by the amazing wings, tacos, and pimento cheese balls. Boom. Wings, tacos, pimento cheese balls, or fritters. At Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the Cotton District, Starkville, Mississippi. Super Bulldog weekend. They will win the football game. So, now baseball, you got Auburn coming in. Big series for Chris Lemonis and the team. And they're coming off losing a series for the first time in 9 years to Ole Miss. According to the fan base, embarrassing all the way around, especially Sunday's game. And then they came back last night and run-ruled Alcorn State. So, Alcorn State. We welcome in Steve Robertson, jeanspage.com, 247 Sports. This interview brought to you by the famous wings at Two Brothers. Steve joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Well, I want to commend quarterback Jack for bringing us in with Stevie Wonder. I mean, there's not many more high-energy songs than that. That really kind of gets you in a good mood. I mean, the bass line in that is absolutely infectious. And, of course, Stevie Wonder, what a musical genius he was. So kudos for bringing that bed in. Incredible.
I like that you referenced the music and Stevie Wonder. That's fantastic. Yeah. Since Jackson's been back, he's taken the music to another level. And we want to dedicate some of that to Steve Robertson. All right, Steve, they're coming off a disappointing weekend. Do you think 14 conference wins gets Lemonis in? Their RPI doesn't look bad, but doesn't look good right now. But they will play some tough teams down the stretch. Do you think 14's enough, or they have to get to 15 conference wins?
Well, I think so. I think 14 is enough. You know, we ran the numbers last year. I mean, it's kind of like if you get to 14, 16 in this league, you get in the tournament because of, you know, the conference RPI is always so good. But you'd feel a lot better with 15. I mean, you really, because you got some really bad non-conference losses that are going to drag the RPI. I mean, like last night, you know, Alcorn State, you win that game 11-0, but they're 3-0-2 in the RPI. You know, I mean, it's like you gained nothing for playing that game, you know. And so, I mean, and that's not being fair. I mean, you got to get some guys out there and get them some work. And I thought Ethan Pulliam was outstanding last night. And it's like I asked myself, you know, you need a right-handed DH, give the kid a chance, man. I mean, you know, granted it's Alcorn State, but that's a kid that had a really good fall in preseason. And, you know, he hadn't been active on SEC weekends, but, you know, maybe it's time you give him a chance. You know, we'll see. But, yeah, you got to get at a minimum, you have to get to 14. And, you know, that was the thing you expected to win last weekend series. Then you start thinking maybe you can get to 15 or 16, you know, and then you drop the series you're expected to win. And now, here you are. So now to kind of right the ship, you know, you expect to beat Auburn, but now you feel like you need three, you know.
Yeah, but got to have two. Three is really difficult. I don't care who you are in this league. Butch Thompson, everybody here is familiar with Butch, who was under John Cohen as the pitching coach. He's done a really good job. Can you believe it's been a decade, right at a decade since he's been at Auburn, Steve?
It's crazy. I mean, and the thing about it is, Butch has done such a great job at Auburn. And like, and you read some of the stuff out there, and people are like, well, you know, maybe we've reached the end of the line. Do you realize what Butch Thompson has done there with next to nothing? I mean, you say, Steve, it's Auburn. Yeah, before John got there, they had funding was a big issue. Matter of fact, when you watch – the next time you watch a baseball game at Auburn, you're going to see out beyond the center field wall, to the right of the batting eye, there's going to be a shed out there, you know, where they go park the Gators and they put all their gardening tools and things like that. You know who paid for that?
Butch.
Butch Thompson and raised the money for that because they wouldn't give him money to build a shed to house the Gator. I mean, you know, that's where they were. And then you look at what he's done. And so if anybody has earned grace at the University of Auburn, you know, it's Butch Thompson. And so Butch's not going anywhere, obviously not. But it's surprising that they have been so bad on the mound this year. It really is.
Okay, what about the Dogs? They're still a major work in progress. Justin Parker's, I think, doing a lot with a little. There's some talent, but it's not some kind of overabundance of talented guys. I mean, you got guys that are all over the place, really, when you think about it. So as you look at the disappointing way that they finished out Saturday's game and no showed on Sunday, I know Stevens has pitched well, but how do you feel about the staff going in the weekend?
Well, and Tarantula's fine. We asked about that. You know, he just didn't feel right, you know, on Saturday, and just had a little tightness in his back, and he's fine and good to go. We expect him to come out and give us a good outing this weekend, but you know, Cal Steven has proven to be a bona fide Friday night guy, and you certainly needed that. I mean, when he signed with State, people were like, well, you know, I don't know how he factors in. You know, now he's your Friday night guy. And he's a bona fide Friday night guy, too. He just didn't happen to be the guy that's pitching on Fridays. He has the skill set and the stuff to be a really good Friday night guy, and he has been. It's been outstanding. And, yeah, I think as you move forward, you got to give Justin Parker a little bit of grace. But at the same time, too, some guys have got to step up in that bullpen. And that's the thing I guess is probably frustrating for everybody that – you know, observes and loves Mississippi State baseball is you have got to be able to compete in a strike zone. And it really felt like Saturday night, especially when the offense would come through and you get a lead. I mean, goodness, it's another four run lead. I mean, it's the same thing that happened at Florida. You blow that game at Florida being up 6-2, and then you're up 7-3 on the road at Oxford. And it feels like that they're just, you know, they're just on their last gasp. Right. And then you end up blowing the game and then you get a home run from Hunter Hines. That quiets what's left of the crowd. You blow that lead, then you get Johnny Long to hit the home run, and I'll give you the hot take here. He did not throw the bat towards their dugout. The video proves that. But then you can't make that hold up. You know, it's like that's the thing. At some point, you would think, okay, well, you may blow a lead every once in a while, but you blew three. You blew three in one game. You know, from the eighth inning on. And that's where somebody has to step up and say, you know what, this is enough. I'm going to take control of this. This team needs me. And I just don't think anybody's really done it. I think Tyler Davis has at times, but you know, somebody on that back end has got to step up and say, hey, it's time to go finish your ball game, and I'm the guy that wants with the baseball.
Steve Robertson, jeanspage.com on the Out of Bounds Show. Do you expect a lineup change for Friday night?
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that because, you know, last night they kind of went back to what they've done with Imani at the top of the order. And I'll be honest with you, some guys are not built to be a leadoff guy. And I love David Mershon in the two hole. I've said that all throughout the time that he's been here. And the reason that I say that is, you know, while Imani hadn't been hitting the baseball quite as well as late, but, you know, when Imani gets on, you can hit and run with Mershon. You can bunt run with Mershon. You know, he can move runners. And that enables you to play baseball, or all of a sudden you get your leadoff guy in the scoring position with less than two outs with, you know, Jordan and Hines coming up. And their clutch opportunities have been there, and they've come through in some, and some others they haven't. But you put Mershon at leadoff on Sunday, and he goes 0-for-4 with three strikeouts. You know, and I think sometimes even a guy like him has a tendency to try to do a little bit too much. I think he's very comfortable in the two-hole. I love the skill set that kid has. I love his dirtbag attitude. And that's the thing. When you got Imani on, all of a sudden Mershon gets a base hit. Now you got two guys with good speed in the order ahead of the heart of your order. And so I think you'll go kind of back to what you've seen, but that DH spot will be awfully interesting. You know, well, there'll be Aaron Downs. You know, they tried two freshmen over the weekend, and that was a disaster. I mean, it's like nothing against any of those kids, but to start a left-handed freshman, you know, against Dole on on Saturday. That's something I questioned at the moment.
What was Lamonis doing there? I mean, that I don't understand. I get that Chris is a good coach, but I also get that he's in a spot where he's got to win games. What in the hell was he thinking there on Saturday?
Yeah, only he can answer that. But, you know, I think it's a matter of just trying to get the kids some at-bats. Just Valletta led Mississippi. Yeah,
you can get at-bats against Alcorn State.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I feel, too. And, you know, it's the thing, like, Lamonis kind of said it last night. They just hadn't had that game. You know, it's like you've been in such a dogfight, you know, with the likes of Samford and Central Arkansas. You haven't had the ability to kind of substitute liberally late in ball games. And, you know, Spoletta's a guy that ran into some in the fall. I mean, you know, he one of the top home run hitters on the team. And so he probably hadn't had enough at-bats. I just kind of question the wisdom of being on the road in a rivalry series to throw a kid out there against a left-hander, a pretty good left-hander, too. I know Dole's numbers maybe not reflective of that, but that kid's got some talent.
He does have talent. That was dumb. Steve Robertson on the Out of Bounds show, jeanspage.com. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Okay, so you mentioned closing out the game. How would you like to see it happen? I mean, well, there's no perfect. There's 90 different scenarios that could play out in every series, but who would you like to see as set up and closing it out? And let's just go Friday and Saturday, Steve.
Well, I'd like to see Brooks Auger back in that role. And, you know, they've had to use him as of late in some long relief situations. And, you know, people forget before Brooks got hurt, that was kind of his deal, right? He would come in, you know, when somebody get in trouble and give you three or four innings and was very competitive. And then, you know, now, of course, he's been gone for a while. But, you know, I think with his ability to throw strikes and he gets good sync on his pitches, he's a guy that makes sense. But he's probably only in that role, that high leverage inning thing, you're probably only talking a couple innings out of him. He's not like a Landon Sims guy and come in there and just take over in the sixth and get you to victory lane. But I like his skill set in that. I think Tyler Davis is a guy too. But, you know, I like Schulke kind of as the bridge. You know what I mean? It's like he comes in, and because he often gets such soft contact. And, of course, Ole Miss ambushed him. I get those guys a lot of credit. Nobody's really done that.
Yeah, they hammered him.
This year. They did. You know, and he's faced some of the better teams in his conference and been able to get outs. And I think the thing that they saw, and give Bianco credit, and I would say outside of the maybe the Ole Miss Diamond Club, I don't know there's many people that have more respect for Mike Bianco on the Mississippi State side than me. I think the guy's a great coach. I know their fans are upset with him, but you could see an in-game adjustment there. Like, hey, we're going to jump on this kid early because we know he's going to try to get ahead, right? He's a reliever. He's going to come in. He's going to submarine that thing and try to get strike one. So we're going to be sitting for that. And they did, you know, but I think Cam is a guy that is still learning to pitch in this conference. Is freakish as that guy is, you know, after everybody gets a little bit of tape on you, they kind of develop a game plan. So then you have to adjust yourself. And Cam will. He's a competitor, probably the most competitive team.
Hell of a player. I mean, it happens. Everybody gets lit up at some point. He's been really good, and he's been used a lot. So kudos to him for having the stamina and being able, because of the way he throws from all those arm slots, he can throw pretty much all the time throughout the weekend.